Our brains and minds are a lot like a camera. We store a lot of information. Everything that we're interacting with and experiencing is somehow integrated, absorbed, stored for later recollection, or just applies to how we experience things later on. As parents and people caring for children, the way that we view our children is going to impact how we relate to them, how we interact with them, how we problem solve with them, what we think about them when we're not with them. The whole body camera is a way to help ourselves experience more deeply the appreciation and love that we have for the children in our lives, so that we can feel that and come from that place more often. Some parents feel that deep love during the pregnancy. Some feel it when the baby is born. Some feel it later on at different ages where they connect more with the child. And some parents struggle altogether with feeling a deep, abiding appreciation for a child. And we really are where we are with this. And so today's exercise is one that you can practice to help yourself get more in touch with genuine love and appreciation that you fear for your child, and then bring that into challenging moments. So let's begin by bringing attention into the body and the breath, noticing what it feels like to breathe right now. Closing the eyes gently if you haven't done so already. Allowing your attention to sift into the body, noticing any sensations present. Gently sensing your body from your head down to your toes. Bring to mind an everyday scenario with your child where your child is enjoying life, doing something that they feel really content doing. Happy or calm or engaged. If it feels difficult to observe your child during waking hours, like your level of frustration right now with your child is pretty high, consider doing this exercise when your child is sleeping. And whereas we might take a picture with our camera in such a situation if we have one, I invite you this time instead to take a whole body picture. And when we use our whole body to really absorb an experience, we begin by checking in with the breath and the body, noticing what we're feeling and noticing what we're observing and experiencing. So as you see your child engaged, content, really notice with each sense what this feels like for you. Let's use the visual sense first as you take this visual picture. And if vision is not clear for you, imagine what your child looks like when they're content, calm, happy, living life. This can work when they're not content and calm and happy too, but go with what really feels right to you at this time. What do you notice about what you're seeing in your child? Are you noticing how your child holds him or herself, what the facial expressions are like. What else? Really intend to store this experience so that you can recall it later on. Just soak it up like a sponge. So you're both feeling your experience of the situation and capturing your observation. Next, notice what you hear. What do you hear? Sounds in the room, your child talking or laughing, paint or pen going across a paper to create something, music if they're dancing, or maybe there's silence. What are you hearing? Allow yourself to capture the sound of this observation of really deeply appreciating your child. Notice again how you're feeling in your body and bring your attention to touch. What are you sensing on the level of touch? Do you go up and put a hand on your child's shoulder and smile? Are you sitting or standing somewhere and you can feel your feet or legs on the surface you're resting on? Do you observe your child touching and working with something with their hands? What do you notice in the sensation of touch? As you observe this experience with your child and you are really soaking up the experience, notice appreciation. Notice your heart in the center of your chest and notice the love that you have for your child. Allow whatever feelings come up for you to be inside of you, here now. You know, as parents, we can feel so much for our children. And it's all here, and it's raw. And sometimes it's very subtle. And sometimes people feel numb. Whatever is here for you, as you witness and appreciate your child, allow yourself to experience these feelings and bring your attention deeply into your breath. You're noticing what you hear and what you see, the sensation of touch. Are there any tastes involved? Are you eating? Is your child eating? What do you smell in this experience? Are there any special smells in the room? As you notice the love and appreciation that you feel for your child, feel where you feel that in your body and consider how you would communicate that to your child. Would it be through a smile, a touch, a hug, words? Just feel those in your body and mind right now. Allow yourself to really capture the fullness of observing your child and feeling the love and appreciation that you feel. Take one complete breath and allow yourself to take this feeling of appreciation and love with you as you go through your day and invite yourself to recall it in moments of challenge.